An imposing creation by sculptor Ludovic Bonnet stands at the center of the inner courtyard. The piece, called A Cosmology Without Genesis, was acquired by the Musée National des Beaux-Arts du Québec under the governments of Quebec's Ministère de la Culture et des Communications policy. It's better known as the 1% policy and is intended to place works of art in and around public and government buildings and sites. Since 2006, Ludovic Bonnet has produced over 30 projects that integrate art and architecture. His sculptures can be found in a wide variety of locations throughout the province. The artist's staunch commitment to public art makes him an exceptional figure among Quebec's emerging artists. Standing a monumental 15.7 meters high, A Cosmology Without Genesis possesses aesthetic qualities that reflect its location. A garden surrounded by the walls of the Pierre-Lassonde Pavilion, Saint-Dominique Church, and its presbytery. The space is defined both by the distinct architectural features of the buildings and by its function as a gathering and resting place. To respect this setting, Ludovic Bonnet chose to keep the footprint of his sculpture to a minimum. The artist designed three poles rising from the ground at oblique angles, crossing at the top, and rising slightly above the adjacent buildings. The sculpture can therefore be seen from outside the garden, as though it is beckoning. The poles support a 3.8-meter diameter sphere made of 800 conical cast aluminum tubes. The suspended sphere features textures that are far removed from the heavy industrial processes that the poles might evoke. An incomplete perforated core, both a ruin and in the process of forming, stands resolutely unfixed. Its vibrantly colored cones create a stunning interplay with the ambient light. Installing the piece presented significant challenges for the artist. Given its position above the museum's storage rooms, Bonnet had to design a self-supporting steel structure, camouflaged under the paving of the inner courtyard, to redistribute its weight. Furthermore, all the sculptural elements and the machinery used to install them had to be able to move through the small passageway opening onto the Grande Allée. The result is thus a testament to the artist's creativity and ingenuity.